Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, I was back when accidents did get a little off point. So, the first location in Eden Prairie. Second location is in a little more inner city area in between cities. No one has a build finish, so I won't mention it now. But the third location I was going to go for was in a closed location in a city called Plymouth. It's a wealthier suburb. It's about as dense as Eden Prairie. And it's been around for like 7 or 8 years. Yeah, trip hall. I was hoping to relaunch and like revitalize that location. I just had to drive by today, so I had a little bit of wiggle room to schedule. And unfortunately, in the trip hall, like the space is still blank, but it looked like there was some. I walked up and peeked through the glass doors of the old studio, and it looked like they were like renovating and like drywalling and plastering. And on the, they have like a permit construction cart. And when I look at the cart through the window, it's for a competitor in our space. So I'm thinking like an Orange Theory, an F45, like a higher ticket, group fitted style class. So I was bummed. It looks like it's someone else that swooped in and they're going to be launching their brand in that exact same space. So folks are looking to look for our brand, the competitor, and they very may well say, you know, it's probably the same, probably good enough, so I'll go for that. So, kind of a location number three is not going to be the same address that I was hoping it would be. So, I'm not quite sure what to do with that, but it's helpful to at least see validation that a competitor thought we had a good concept, good location. It was interesting to see in that space, right, a couple other boutique brands. There was like a smaller known brand, sandwich shop, smaller known like energy healing space, like a nail salon, a hair salon, and even surprisingly, like probably 13, 15 tenants in the space. Probably 8 tenants known was another respected franchise. So like a kind of a cult Pilates bar studio, bar method style. So different concept of a group fitness, but still like that higher ticket point or price point ticket package. And so I'm learning what kinds of outlet destinations this like 160, 170, 180 a month member zip studio can be. So going around, getting boots on the ground, seeing what's all available. Is there good parking? Are there good elbow to elbow tier competitors? It still is that car dealership thing that I talked about a few episodes ago. When you are looking for a car, usually Ford, Chevy, Kia, Nissan, they're all going to be that same area of town. And similar to when you're looking for a higher end brand like a Mercedes, Lexus, Audi, they're going to be like next door to each other. And yeah. There's two thoughts about it. One is like, oh, their competitors are going to be stealing customers from each other. Or they've all done their research, all know where that clientele likes to go shopping, and they want to make it easy. If you're at the Lexus store, you're like, no, they don't have exactly what I'm looking for. Then go next door to Mercedes, be like, oh, they've got exactly what I'm looking for. The right size, the right price point, the right deal or whatever. And you're almost like implicitly grouping your marketing and your promotions together. So the person that's looking to buy, making it up on the spot, but someone's going to go buy a $70,000 sedan. They're like, oh, okay, well, I like it, but oh, you don't have the black full-size sedan with a backup camera. Maybe the guy next door has it. And boom, black full-size sedan with a backup camera. Someone's making a sale. The customer's going all happy. And you're not making the person truck across town to go find the thing they're looking for. Probably, I don't know if it's the exact same, or it could be like I think that same kind of competitor policy is very valid. And so, as weird as it is, I think seeing where my gears are, that same group fitness, higher price ticket, that are still not like boutique space, I think is the way to go. So as long as there's good value next door of other brands, similar industry or different industry, this is my validation point when either launching a studio or taking over a studio. And if you're launching a studio and and you're the one like high ticket price list, then maybe you're not the right geographic space. Or vice versa, if we're launching a more affordable brand and everything else was very high end, high clientele, maybe the folks are going to feel like they're in the wrong part of town coming to your discount opportunity in a very exclusive gated community vibe. Figure it out on the way. It's nice to explore and see what's happening. Either validation or someone else is going to try to take a run at something that didn't quite work out. So heading over to the studio now. The class should be starting about a half hour after I get there, but today's all business. Monday, so it's very much getting the W2 up and rolling, doing the team meeting, studio up and going, making sure that after we'll take off the weekend fuzzy, that Monday is ready to get moving with momentum, excitement, energy, and with drive to go.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.